This is one of the most important chapters in your Bible. And when you understand and you stop and you reflect and you listen, it'll change you. And you won't be a Southern Baptist getting a letter from the Birmingham jail rebuking you in 1960. You'll be right there alongside Dr. King and other people who know that all men have dignity and that all men are loved by God. And you won't be some Westboro Baptist idiot made in the image of God who needs grace, who thinks that homosexuals are less dignified than you are in the terms of God loving them and caring about them. And just because your sin isn't as salacious as theirs, you shouldn't feel superior to them. But you should see them as slaves to sin and in bondage to death, just like you. And you love them. And you tell them that their confusion is not going to allow them to find the peace and the hope and the joy and the love that they want. But you've got your own confusion that has kept you from the peace and the love and the joy that God intended for you. And just like you have found grace, grace is available to them. And you love them. And you don't try and make them change their gender identity. You try and make them change their understanding of God, who made him in their image, who made them in his image, and who loves them and wants to set them free from the lusts of their flesh, just like me. Is there anybody that you know that you look at and go, they're not worthy of the love of God, or I'm not going to care for them and treat them with the same dignity that I am? Do you guys know, you know, like one of the things that I am just constantly amazed by is some of the folks that are here as refugees. And if you want to know what I think about the refugees, read it. I have a balanced view. My view is that the government's job is to vet refugees. It's their job to prosecute evil and to praise those who do right. It's the church's job to love whoever they're around. We don't need people to be here to love them. Our job is to love them wherever they are. Our land is not the hope of the world. Our Lord is. We can't act like they're not our problem just because they're not right next door. But if they're next door, we better love them. Dallas is the largest refugee settlement area in America. Whether they should be here or not is our government's job. Whether we should love them or not is our Lord's calling. And we better do it. And you know, a lot of those guys that come here and that are refugees who aren't as smart as you because they can't speak your language, well, that's because they know seven other languages that are maybe helping you out with either your security or helping you out as you get something, as you run quickly through a convenience store. These guys are pharmacists, they're engineers, they're highly trained, brilliant individuals who happen to live in a land they don't know the language, sometimes just got the ability to work. And you know that they're made in the image of God, even though they don't look like you. You fool who believes that God's a white man. And that those people are as loved by God as you are. I bite my tongue so I don't say more. And God expects you to treat them with dignity and honor and care and concern and not act like they're just there to check you out. But you are there to share the love of Christ with them and to go, how can I be his hands and feet to you? I love, one of the things I am most proud about in this church, and I do this quickly, is when we started, we all looked like me, a bunch of white guys married to white women. And we live in a town where 70 different languages are spoken in the largest public school system in our town. And lo and behold, this was news to me. I've shared it with you already. I look up 17 years later from when we started, and guess what? There are people in this church who were born in 90 different countries, who have come here, many of them found Christ here, and realized we don't preach a white man's North Dallas gospel, we preach the gospel of Jesus. So when they come to Christ, they don't want to go to their Korean church, they don't want to go to their Chinese church, they don't want to go to their Farsi-speaking church, because sometimes that culture is taught more than the Bible. And they come here and go, you're not teaching a white man's gospel, you're teaching the gospel. And you're not just saying we don't speak this way, but not to our elders, because that's our culture's tradition. We speak to all men in love, and we want to come and learn of Jesus here. And you have loved them. You are the reason they know here exists, because you have treated them with dignity and honor. Because some of you guys have read Acts 10 and 11, or the grace of God has made Acts 10 and 11 known to you. Way to go.